Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Bird, here at StopStrugglingNow.com. And today, I'm in the lab doing some brush up, some painting, but that doesn't stop me from bringing to you pre-construction condos in Punta Cana, new project. But I want to say things this first. Congratulations to everybody who got into pre-construction in 2020 and 2021, because one bedroom condos now without all the amenities that previous projects have, this one does have amenities, they cost almost double. That's right. Let's get into it. It's the Seed Punta Cana, ladies and gentlemen. That's the new project. Let's talk about it and welcome. Stop struggling now, gear. Check. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. Now, let's get to it. I make a request once again, please share the videos. You never know who you can help and what somebody's actually looking for. Today, we're going to talk about the Seed. I'm going to go to the screen, of course, but I just wanted to say again, it's very, very important that you get in early sometimes. There used to be one bedroom condos in a lot of projects. In fact, all the projects were under $100,000, talking about $50,000, $60,000, $40,000 USD. Now, the Seed, I'm going to show you the price list. The Seed has one bedrooms at around 56, 57, 58 square meters. $120,000. People bought condos, villas for $120,000 or less that were two or three bedroom. And in projects that have more amenities than the Seed. So I just want to say congratulations again. You guys have done the damn thing. You've already received equity. Once your project is finished and your unit is ready for delivery, you are a winner. Congratulations. But there's going to be more winners, because if you already know what they're going to be doing in downtown Punta Cana and that whole eastern region, then you will know it's still not too late. All right? So just think about that, ladies and gentlemen, and just think about the passive income that you'll be able to receive by offering your unit for rent. All right, let's get to it on screen, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go with the Seed, Punta Cana. And you can go to their website, by the way, as well, Punta Cana, theseedpuntacana.com. S-E-E-D is the Seed, puntacana.com. But I have a PDF. And there'll be a link down below for the PDF if you want it, because what I'm going to show you on the screen, you may not be able to see that well, but I will be going over their website first. Then I'm going to show you what is available. These things are selling like hotcakes because it's only 10% down. Properties range from, oh yes, $300,000 now for a penthouse unit. Huh, that's right. Some people have penthouses that you know here in the SSN Nation. And with all that said, let's get to the computer, shall we? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you see where we're at. The Seed Punta Cana brochure. And once again, down below in the description, that's where you're going to find this brochure to the link if you want it, because this is going to be very, very hard to read. Just keep that in mind. All right, let's get to it. Here we go. The concept, they're trying to make this like a healthy nature type of apartment complex or condo. And I don't know if they're going to achieve that, but there's going to be plenty of palm trees. And then they have like a little beachy area, but it's sand. But anyhow, there's something for everybody. And here's where the Seed is.
I'm gonna have a better picture of this. This is on the way to downtown. Just keep in mind, right here, you can see downtown Punta Cana. All right? So it's on the way out of the airport. You come around and it's right there on the way as soon as you come around the turn. So that's a good location. You have to admit that. I know you can't read the screen. It's very hard. I can barely read it myself. Oh, here's a better location picture. So you can see here, downtown is this close, ladies and gentlemen. There's Coco Bongo, Hilton Garden Inn, San Juan Shopping Center. It's within walking distance almost. And this will give you an idea. 470 units are going to be in this complex. So this is a great location, in my opinion. This may be why the prices have escalated. This is a rendering. This is not the units, but they have one bedroom, two bedroom, and three bedrooms. Design and open space. I love design and open space. Now, if the ceilings are 11 feet, 10 feet, 11 feet, that would be awesome to give you that open and airy feeling versus an 8-foot ceiling. You can see the bedroom standard. Again, just open, just nice. That's what you want all the way around. This is a penthouse unit. These are awesome. And by the way, these are over 300 grand. Just so you know. On the right-hand side, you can see what the complex plans to look like. Again, these are all renderings. They have this solarium fitness center, open, airy kind of type of nature. That's very nice on this right-hand side. Co-working spaces on the far right, and in the middle, the co-working, I mean the gym in the middle, co-working on the right, and again, the pavilion, the seed pavilion. That is very, very interesting, using the term the seed. So I like it. And there's apparently this facility features different areas dedicated to leisure and relaxation, bar, gym, spa with sauna and Turkish bath, co-working area. So there are your amenities besides the pool area. And some areas in the pool actually have a beach, meaning sandy area. The cenote. I can barely read this. The area will feature garden viewpoint, yoga area, restaurant, cocktail bar, children's area. Oh yes, we're liking the amenities. And by the way, the brochure does do English and Spanish. And on the right-hand picture, you can see the stairs, which appears to be relaxation and yoga area. Interesting. The cenote apparently is a bar at the bottom. Place to hang out. Oh, this looks like it's a chill zone, kind of. I'm kind of liking it. What do you guys think? It's all right with me. We got plenty of amenities in the house, and we have near downtown. Near downtown in itself is an amenity. If you can be there in under 1 minute, that's an amenity. Unlike if you're at Vista Cana, Primavera, where it might take you 4 to 7 minutes to get downtown. That's not really walking distance, even though some people would say it's walking distance. But being less than 1 minute from downtown is definitely walking distance. All right. 1 minute by car, I'm referring to. All right. Now, here's that beach area over here on the right-hand side. This section, they have the loungers with sand. That is different. I like it. I gotta admit, I like it. I like the idea of that. Then it's right by the pool, no doubt. So, yeah, all right. And they have a pavilion. I kind of like this little complex. Not bad. Not bad at all. Once again, now, tennis courts. I didn't realize they had that. Paddle court. Is that pickleball or tennis? I don't know what that is. I didn't realize they have another amenity here. They call it paddle court. Exercise with their friends and family. Okay, there's a court, a paddle court. That's good. I didn't know they had that. Floor plans, which there's five of them. I don't know if you'll be able to see them, but first floor, by the way, first floor sold out. Let's just call it what it is. The reason why is because you can have your own little private pool if you're on first floor. So those sold out first, and those were cheaper. and second floor floor plans. Again, if you want the brochure, it'll be down below. Third floor, fourth floor. But let's talk about this fifth floor penthouse. That's sweet, but again, they're 300 grand. All right, just think that, just take that as what it is. Solarium is there, which I don't know where that is. One bedroom, you can see here. They don't tell us what the square meters are, but generally, you'll see in a second around 53, 54, 56. I guess it depends on which building you're in. But what I do notice here is my little pet peeve. They have a door with a bathroom as you walk in. The kitchen is here. And then the living room is open. And thank you, the seed. They're doing the right thing. They have a half bath or a full bath. I can't tell what that is. It looks like two baths in this place. One in the master, one in the living room area. That allows for our sofa sleeper guests to have no problems. And I can't tell if this is a wall here or a slider, but nonetheless, that's what we love to see with a one bedroom unit that's going to be able to sleep up to four. The two bedroom, I haven't looked at these floor plans, but once again, we walk in the door and to the right is a bathroom. Yes, we're loving this. 2.5 bathrooms. So that means someone in the sofa sleeper area can use a bathroom. Not a full, but a half works. That's beautiful. That's what you need. So I'm loving that. Now, this two-bedroom penthouse. This is interesting because we walk in and they have a full bath over here in the hallway. Disappointing is we notice there is no bathroom in this other room. Also disappointing. That's not good. We have a bathroom in the master, a bathroom in the hallway, which is going to be shared by everybody else, including a person sleeping in the second bedroom and who's in the sofa sleeper. I'm not loving that design, quite frankly. I like this two bedroom, two bath better with 2.5 baths for my rental income. Yes, a penthouse always sounds better on paper, but a penthouse that's a two bedroom, two bath versus a two bedroom, 2.5 bath, functionally, I need the 2.5. And also, we're going to show you the prices of the two bedroom, two bath versus the, here you go, ladies and gentlemen, you're privy to something that probably I shouldn't show you, but you know, it's SSN Nation. You guys know what it is. All right, here we go. You see the one bedrooms on the lower, or the units on the lower floor, gone. You know why they're gone, because they ranged anywhere from 120 to around 160, 150 when this first came out. So that gives you an idea. But here's this. One bedroom includes, look at this, 95 square meters. Notice it's one of the larger ones. It's still available, and notice $235,000. Whoo, Incluido. All right, Incluido. That's the jacuzzi included with that. Now, look here, 170, 120, 170 are two bedrooms, all right? And that's pretty cool, but the 120 is a one bedroom and the 235s, I don't get it, but it's supposed to include the jacuzzi or pool area, piscina for it. So I don't know why that's 235, but it's 132 square meters, which is pretty big. 1450 square feet or thereabouts. That's pretty big. So look at this. That's a three bedroom. That's what it is. It's a three bedroom. That's why it's 235. So you guys remember at the beach, they had three bedrooms for 235 at the beach complex. Is the beach complex better than this? That's up to you if you wanted that man-made lake out there versus, well, it's a big pool in reality, or you want this pool area with these nice amenities. Now, it's up to you. But the point is, they're both within 2 minutes walking. I said 1 minute before. Now I'm upping it to 2 minutes walking distance when you include the beach to downtown. And 185, again, is a two-bedroom, and it's 94 square meters. So this is very, very interesting. And now you can see the penthouses. They all have the pool. They're still available, which is very, very interesting. $350,000. This is the fifth floor. I know some of you are saying, Eric, how can we tell what's what? This is the fifth floor. Notice a one bedroom is $200,000 because it's a penthouse. Notice the two bedroom penthouse is $350,000. Congratulations, everybody who have got a penthouse unit that has a terrace to it. Congratulations once again. I want to thank you for making that investment. You are all going to be winners, because if this new project costs $350,000 and this is the only amenities they have, you can imagine you're not too far off if you own a penthouse in any other area. Because you tell me, what do you think? Let me know what you think. We're going to, don't go away yet. We have something else that we're going to go to. All right? We're going to do something else here. So don't go anywhere. We have something else to discuss, talk about. All right? We have some other things. We're going to the other screen now. All right? This is their actual website. So the seed, theseedpuntacana.com. So this will give you an actual another view, better views, and I will go through this as well. So if you want to hang out and check this out after you saw those prices, here you go. Their idea is well-being haven. I think they've achieved that. That's a little bit different. I see what they're trying to do. I don't know what it'll actually look like in reality, but here's the aerial view over here to the right, the complex. I'm going to go through this again. This is the co-working space. This kind of looks cool, right? It's open. It's airy. I like it myself. The apartments themselves. Here's that pool when you're on the bottom floor. This is why they're all sold. Because somebody has their own private pool area. Hey, you got to love that. I mean, that would be spectacular if you can get it. Now, they have several buildings. And that price list, I think, is only one of the first phases. That can't be the whole complex where they only have five or six of the units on the bottom floor. And my idea is I would probably take one of those two bedrooms with 2.5 baths on the bottom floor and have that pool, because that gives you an extra amenity where people don't have to go into the actual social pool. They can all come to you can hang out in your own pool. And the way they have that set up. And once again, here's the location that they're talking about, the seed. And remember, this crossroad here is where downtown is. So that's very, very cool. And here's what the numbers say. 10 minutes to Vistacana Resort and Country Club is what they're saying. Catalonia Caribe Golf Club, the Lake Barcelo Golf Court Club Beach, 8 minutes away, 15 minutes away, Las Corrales 20, airport 10 minutes away. So you're in the right ballpark, and easy access to everything. There's Discovery. That's pretty sweet. This is pretty good, I have to admit. Wonderland Park is around here somewhere. I don't know if it's here or over here, but Wonderland Park's around here somewhere. So that's also a pretty good location. And look at this, Dolphin Discovery. I mean, come on. This is pretty good, ladies and gentlemen. Who would have thought that somebody would have been able to get that close? Here goes some more with the complex. And once again, please share these videos. There's other people out here that don't know that they can put 10% down and then pay another 20% during construction. So to put it in real perspective, let's say somebody said, I want that $167,000 two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath unit. You would have to put down $17,000, and then another 20% is $34,000. They're going to be have this built in 2024. So you're talking about $1,300 to $1,500 per month for 2 years. And then at the end of 2 years, it's delivery time. So either you have to pay the remaining amount in cash, or if you have to finance, you'll be 70% LTV. Now, 2 years from now, we don't know what the economy is going to be like. Hopefully, it'll be a lot better, and you won't have to deal with a problem getting financed. And I have a feeling the property values are going to be more than the 167. I think you could find yourself in an ideal scenario where the property went up, you know, 40, 50 grand. So then you're only really 60% loan to value, or somewhere like 55% loan to value. That would be pretty awesome. Here's a big picture for you of the complex. Actually, it looks pretty nice. I mean, it just looks nice. Like I said, I don't have a problem with it. Let me know what you think. And now you can see bigger pictures of they're trying to keep it open, but when they're condos, they're generally open. This isn't any like new concept. Generally, when you walk in from a condo, you walk down and then there's a living room and dining room is all together with the kitchen, and then there's seating, and they turned it sideways to maximize the space. So that's why they can have the living room and that little cubby area, and they can have the kitchen on the other side because they made it like a separate areas, because normally you would walk in and the kitchen would be turned sideways where the living room is. And so that is very interesting design, I have to admit, no matter where the front door is. And I kind of like that too, because that leaves it open and it's not blocked off. And they ran the kitchen along the wall that you normally would have just been going to waste anyhow. So I kind of like that they didn't waste the space. Got to give them credit on that. And here we are, ultimately. This is what it normally looks like when you walk in a place. You walk in the living room area, dining room area, and over to the left, you would have found your kitchen. And then you would have had doors off of there that went to the bedrooms. So they're doing things a little different design, but I got to give them credit. Oh, I didn't realize they had the seed pavilion and everything all down here. There's the seed pavilion. Here's the yoga area, organic gardens. I love it. They're keeping up with the health. The cenote, the restaurant bar, another little lounge pool area. You got to love it. The beach. I'm liking this. The paddle court. I'm liking this. Again, let me know what you guys are thinking about this. Here we go to the apartments again. Here we go. Penthouses with solariums. So this is where the solarium is. Mid floors. Okay, well, ground floor, one or two bedrooms. Yes, of course, because penthouses aren't going to be on the ground floor. But they say there's three different types of apartments. And this is true. AC, all apartments will be fully equipped with AC independent units, modern kitchen cabinets, a fridge, gas range, extractor, washer and dryer. All properties will benefit from Comfort Tour. Here's type A and type B. This right here is pretty awesome if you ask me. This is awesome. 61 square meters. Now you know why they can have two full baths in a one bedroom. That's pretty awesome, but the one bedroom is going to cost you $120. Type B, they flip it a little. Type B is 51 square meters, which is actually about 100 square feet smaller. And they take out that second bathroom. Now, I'm going to say this, and do not buy this. If you're going to get a one bedroom, you better get the other one, the Type A, ladies and gentlemen. That is better for you. It's 61 square meters. And that's 100 square meters bigger, roughly. And that allows you to put that in your advertisement, because when you have a sofa sleeper and you're renting it out, then you can say you have another full bath. That changes things when people want to reserve. Here's the Type A two bedroom. Let's see. This is a little bit different than what we saw before. I like this. Let's see here. This is, we walk in. Oh, that's different. A bedroom to the right with a full bath. We come into the salon area. And there's Banyo 2. But see here, this here. No, we don't like type A, ladies and gentlemen. It's, unless you're going to live there and you can live with this design. We don't want type A because, again, the person in the bedroom has to come out to use the bathroom. And the kitchen is across from it, which is another one of my other pet peeves. I never liked that either. But no type A. Let me know what you think. Type B. Yes, we like type B. We need a type B, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we need here. That's the one you want because you have a full bath in each bedroom. So they are master suites as far as I'm concerned. And then you have another bathroom, a half bath. So be it. Once again, across from the kitchen. Again, not my best moves there. But nonetheless, at least we have it where people sleeping can actually go here instead of knocking on the bedroom door saying, I got to use the restroom. All right. So there you go with that. Let's see what type C looks like. Type C, walk in, go down a hallway. And again, I don't like type C's. So type B it is, ladies and gentlemen, on this one. And type A, is it no? Type B again? No. Type A for one bedrooms. Type B for two bedrooms. And here's a three bedroom. Type A only. Wait, we didn't see this one before, did we? There's a bathroom in the third bedroom. There's a bathroom in the second bedroom. Oh, I was getting ready to get excited. It looked like there was a bathroom. There is a bathroom in all three bedrooms. The second bedroom is a Jack and Jill type thing. It looks like people from in the living room can actually come into the bathroom from there. And it appears they have a door in this location. Now, that may be okay, but not my favorite. Simply because at night, you're sleeping and then you're gonna hear people coming in and out of the bathroom. But nonetheless, 1,400 square feet, 1,440 square feet of roughly, that's not bad. Three bedroom, but again, you're gonna be talking about how much? 250, that's what it's gonna be. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing else to talk about right now. Let me know what you think about this, the Seed Punta Cana. And once again, just to go over some of the pricing for it, what do you think about these prices? Let me know. All right. So some of you might see this on the screen. So I'm going to leave this up here for a second. So please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. And here's what is so awesome about investing. You see right here all these one bedrooms. And now you understand type A and type B. And you see all of this, and now you're looking at 125. Why? 125. 195. Why? 167. Why? You see what I'm saying? There's different type of units, and you have to pick which one is right for you, but you can already see. Congratulations again, everybody who got a two-bedroom for less than, what, $99,000, $79,000, $80,000, that's in this little corridor within 5 minutes to 10 minutes. And notice they put Vista Cana down on their brochure to let people know they're 10 minutes away from Vista Cana. Ladies and gentlemen, just being in this vicinity, I think, creates extra added value, like I've been telling you, because you need to be near amenities. And your place, if it doesn't have amenities, needs to be near amenities, like Primavera 2, for instance. They have basketball courts, soccer, basketball courts, and swimming pools, about three, I believe, and I'm missing something else that they may have. But all I'm saying is they don't necessarily have the best amenities, but they are within 5 to 10 minutes to downtown Punta Cana. So just being in the vicinity helps your values out, and you can already see here things have escalated to where you could have bought something in Vista Cana
for less than what they're charging right now. And you still may be able to, which is very fascinating. Now, here's something that's interesting. This 245 right here, that's interesting because this is a three bedroom, 132, yeah, 1400. So anyhow, we're going to wrap it up, but let me know what you think. I know this was a little bit long, but again, when you start talking about investing, these are the type of things that you have to consider if you're going to invest. So once again, keep your head up, keep moving, and I'm out.